Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, November 25th. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving holiday. No trade overnight with the markets closed. We'll reopen at 8:30 here this morning. The export sales strong on the corn, 2.8 million metric tons. 1.8 of that was Mexico. Mexico's beginning to be a bigger and bigger player. They may be trying to front load this corn thing because they're going to shut off GMO corn beginning of the year. So I think they're just trying to buy whatever they can now, but we'll see what happens after the first of the year. The bean number was 700,000 metric tons. That included a cancellation of 563 to unknown. So a little bit less than what they were looking for out here, but not bad. The wheat was a decent number, 511. Surprised we're doing that much business with the wheat, as high priced as it is here. But we're losing, business overseas. Egypt bought 140,000 Russian wheat, 35 Ukrainian wheat. Canada selling wheat, Australia selling wheat. We've got plenty of competition out here for the time being. Excuse me. The weather looks pretty good around the country. Certainly could use more rain in the western part of the plains. It still stays dry in New Mexico, into the panhandle of Texas. Looks like even, Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, they should be getting some rains and a little moisture. There's news out this morning that the Mississippi River levels have improved, so that's been helpful. We'll get more rains in the northern part of Illinois on Sunday, and, another maybe inch to 2 inches of rain. So all this helps and helps rebuild those river levels to some extent. So, today with a lot of the traders gone for holiday, we're closing early at noon. There'll be the extended close to 12:05. Options will expire today. So, the big question is which strike price are they going to go for? When the beans were right in between 14 to 14.50, the corn were 13 cents higher than the 650 strike, which is kind of where I thought they were going until we had the rally on Wednesday. The wheat, if they can get it to go off at $8, I think that would be a victory for the options traders. But we'll see what they're able to do here today. The metals are mixed. Stock market looks to open up just a little bit lower. Crude oil's up 69 a barrel. The dollar's up 28 ticks. So nothing, too exciting out here. I think we're going to wait to see what the options expirations are. Corn should be supported on a little bit of a breakout here. But, a lot of times we have good exports and lousy closes. So we'll see if that's the case here today. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.